too. I do have some good news about possibly a couple of days vacation. Next month, on the 7th of July, I think I have to be in Vung Tau. We have a club directors meeting. I'm so glad we finally have a meeting. I have a lot of things to bring up at that meeting, too. I have all these list stuffers. You know, I have a big mouth, and I can make a lot of suggestions to improve the situation from the little bit I have seen in some of the clubs. Simple things that would just make the clubs uniform and easy for girls coming into the club, new girls, you know. Anyhow, Vung Tau is what they call the vacation area of Vietnam, South Vietnam. I haven't been there, and it's nothing too elaborate, but it's like an R&R center in country. From what people have told me, they have some nice beaches, and there are a few restaurants. You have to know where to go, and I think they have a few shops, and at least it's a change, you know. And we have a club directors meeting on the 8th and 9th, so Anne was saying we should get there the night of the 7th, and I thought if I took 2 days off, the 10th and the 11th, that would give me 2 extra days, and then I have a compensatory day coming. Anne told me we're not allowed to take compensatory days over here because they'll pay you for overtime, but they only pay 19 hours a week overtime. No, 18 and a half, I guess. 37 in a 2 week period, so that's 18 and a half. Well, I said to Anne, I said, look, I've got 2 days coming to me. I haven't had a day off in 2 weeks, I said, and I don't put that down as overtime because I usually have about 34, 36 hours in a 2 week period overtime. Not always. Some weeks I only have 20 and whatnot. But anyway, I have time coming to me legally. And I said, Anne, could it just be a verbal between you and I? And she said, okay. She said, but don't tell me and don't tell anybody else. She said, just do it. Because she said, Anne, I can't approve compensatory day off. So I said, well, I don't know how legal that is, Duchess, because the government is supposed to give you compensatory time. I mean, if you put in more than... See, the thing is, they have a limit on what you can work, and they don't want you working over that. But I find it necessary to work over that to get done what I want to get done, you know? So hopefully, anyhow, I can get that third day, so that'll give me... in fact, I could probably take that Sunday off because that would be my day off for the following week. I already have it up to 3 days, 4 days. I don't know. Even if I only get 2 days extra, 2 days would be great, you know, to lie on the beach, watch it rain. Anyhow, even to get away from Bearcat would be great. And the club director down there, her name is Gwen Hawkins, I think. And she is a lot of fun. I met her the other day down in Saigon when I was picking up some supplies. And so I was joking. I said, Gwen, I'm going to come stay with you. She said, great. We'll do all the bars and all the restaurants. So she's just been down there a few weeks. Before that, she was at Don Tam. And that was a pretty active place as far as combat missions into the area and what have you. So anyhow, I'm looking forward to going, even if, as I say, it's only a couple of days. What else? I had something else I was going to tell you, something that seemed important. Oh, this Friday, I spent hours today on the telephone. This Friday the 13th, already it sounds like a day of trouble, but Friday the 13th, we're going to pick up a USO show in Saigon, Tan Son Nhut Airport. And I managed to get a Chinook, Duchess, is one of those great big planes that has two rotary blades. And normally these USO show takes two choppers because of equipment and people. It takes two Hueys, but I can't get two planes, so I talked this major into letting me have a Chinook. And it's a great big plane. It holds 30,000 pounds or something like that. And oh, it was a real problem because you can only land certain places and blah, blah, blah. In fact, one of these Chinooks, you know, they're right across the street from us. Right across the street is the Chinook pad. You know, we have hundreds of planes on this compound, just hundreds of loaches and cobras and Hueys and Chinooks, and we have fixed wing and well, everything. Anyway, one of these Hueys blew a house down the other day. There's a two-story wooden shack, really, just about half a block behind us. And the breeze from the Chinook is 135-mile winds. Isn't that something? I mean, that's how powerful they are. And that's why we get so much dust here, you know. And one of those Hueys, or Chinooks, rather, in fact, three or four of them, you know, take off at one time. You just have to hold on to something because the breeze is fantastic. But can you imagine blowing down a house? And we have it all the time. When you hear this plane now, I don't know what it is. It might be a Chinook. You can hear it over the rooftop. And this goes on all day, all night. It's just a 24-hour thing with these planes going, and you get used to it. You don't even hear them after a while. But I'm kind of excited to get a ride more, and I haven't been up in a Chinook yet. And it's only about a 20-minute ride from here to Saigon by plane. But we'll go down and pick up the USO show. And Linda's going to go, too, because she hasn't been in a Chinook. So it's a little thing, but it's a big thing for us because we don't get to do something different. Duchess, did I tell you, I'm not sure or not, a couple of weeks back, I got to watch an explosion of food gas, they call it. I don't know if I mentioned it to you or not. They did it for testing purposes here, and they took me out on the boom about 9 o'clock at night. It was pitch black, and just beyond the bunkers they have claymore mines and all kinds of booby traps and what have you. But I did get to watch, I don't know what they're putting in a barrel or something, I don't know, and it's food gas, it's some kind of chemical warfare. And the wind has to be blowing right and all kinds of things. But anyway, it exploded, and it was quite a sight to see. I was quite impressed. So that was a little something different, too. What other goodies can I tell you? This month, two men that work for me, I can't call them men, to me they're just boys. One is going to be 21, and the other one must be about 25, somewhere in there. Anyway, one has a birthday, 24th or 28th, somewhere in there. So I think we'll try to have a small birthday party with, you know, combine it to one party for the both of them. I think they'll appreciate that. What other things are coming up? I can't seem to think right offhand. I should stop on there and get off the line where I love it. And organize my thoughts. Another thing I mentioned to you, do you realize how much money I've been making a week? You know, they missed my pay period 1 week, so it doubled the next week, you know. But, Duchess, eat your heart out. I don't mean that viciously, you know that, but I make over $300 per week. Isn't that something? My base pay comes to about $160 per week. Then you have to add another $42, I think, for hardship tour area. So that right there is over $200, right? And this overtime, see, adds it on too, because it must average between, I'd say, $75 to $90 a week for overtime. I think it's $6.50 an hour, something like that. And then, of course, the night differential and the Sunday and any holidays brings it over $300. I won't put in that much overtime, maybe, I don't know, it depends. But right now it was necessary, particularly since I'm short one girl, you know, I just have Linda and I. So anyway, looking at the pay statements I get, it's averaging about $300 and a quarter per week. Of course, now the government takes about $100 of that. So I'm just about clearing $210, $220 a week. But even so, that's an awful lot of money. And to think 3 years ago, I thought $100 a week was a good salary. It's amazing how things can change. And this is one of the reasons why so many civilians are here in Vietnam. Many of the men that work with these construction outfits over here, and there are hundreds, thousands, I'm sure, they're averaging between 25 and 30,000 a year. Isn't that something? I've spoken to a number of men that, oh, they work with the electricians and constructing roads and building and what have you, and they have been here 3 years, 4 years, some of them, that got here before the war even, you know, and most of them are staying, and this is because of the money. It's fantastic. It really is. Anyway, I have felt I have earned mine. Oh, God, it's nice to be able to say that, no? This is me, and I have just been rambling on. I hope everybody's well, Beatrice and Henry. If you get a chance, and I know you do try, and don't push it, just tell everyone hi. I'm doing well. As I say, I'm very pleased. Weather has been normal, which is in the high 90s. If it goes into the late 80s, we consider it a cool day. And we get a little bit of rain almost every day. So nothing is really new. And as I say, everything is well. And I hope you take care. That's important. Just take care of yourself. And I'll talk to you again real soon. Until then, bitches. Bye-bye.